Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. Invitations to preside over a burial fill me with mixed emotions. It was an experience like this that came my way last Friday. Now, on the one hand, of course, it was a privilege to be asked by Ingrid to oversee the graveside rituals for her brother's funeral. On the other hand, it's hard not to feel a mixture of apprehension, nervousness, and sadness at occasions like this. I wonder how Jesus might feel at a funeral like that. Actually, we know, because in John chapter 11, he asks, "Where have you laid him?" about Lazarus. And they said, "Come and see, Lord," they replied. And then those two words, "Jesus wept." Jesus knew he had the power to raise Lazarus, and I'm presuming then he knew that was his intention and he was going to do it, but still he wept. Why? Well, I think he felt the loss of his friends as they mourned the departure of their brother. Jesus' tears were tears of love. That's why the people at the scene responded by saying, "See how he loved him," John 11, verse 36. I think my job as a Christian at a burial is not really to speak the right words at the right time, although I hope I managed that as well, but really it is to co-experience the loss of the family. Perhaps that's why I couldn't bring myself to clean the clay off my shoes until the next morning. The soil on my soles reminded me that we are but clay, or, in another sense, ashes to ashes. Have a wonderful day in Christ's love. Until the next time, God bless.